Okay, any further debate on this? Okay. Are people ready to vote on the amendment to the amendment? Any objection to going to a vote on that? Because I think we're going to... is there any objection to making it a... well, I think there is, since somebody just voiced objection. So I guess we'll go to a vote on this. So hold on 1 second. Things are a little slower than usual tonight because I have a brand new keyboard, which, although I can see it better, it is a little stiff, and so I'm a slight bit slower than usual here. All right, so on the amendment to the amendment, which is to make the extension go to August 27th, now if this passes, it will become the new amendment. If it fails, then we go to the August 31st amendment. I hope that's clear. Mm-hmm. All right, so the motion, the amendment on the floor right now is to make the extension to August 27th. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes, John Crumshaw, yes.
Sorry about that. Okay. This is Tracy. We had a work explosion. It happens.
John Crumshaw, yes. Did you get me?
I got you. John Crumshaw, okay. Yes. Marcus Jeter.
No.
I can't hear.
No.
No. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
No.
Oh, wait. R. Paul Martin needs to... I'm doing two things at once. I'm passing. Michael Novick.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
What are we voting on?
Oh,
sorry. I'm here, and I apologize, Art Paul. Something
that's okay.
Went off at work.
That's yes, okay. While you were away, Richard made an amendment to your amendment, and that would make the extension go to August 27th.
Oh.
So the current issue on the floor is to extend to August 27th, and that's the amendment. And how do you vote on the amendment?
I guess I vote yes.
Meneja Saba? Raul Salvador?
No.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Okay, going back, I'm abstaining. Okay, is there anybody I missed? Okay, the vote is 4 in favor, 5 against, 1 abstention. And Tracy, you have
okay.
The chair again.
All right, so that amendment to the 27th fails. Unfortunately, that now brings us to the amendment for the 31st of August, and I believe we'll have to vote on that. So, Paul, if you could call the roll.
Give me a second here. As I've just explained, I have a new keyboard, and this is getting, you know, and it's stiff. So it's a little, it actually is slowing me physically down here a little bit. So pardon
me. Give it a good whack.
A little slower. Oh, yeah. It's too cheap. If I give it a whack, it'll fall apart.
Oh, dear.
Okay. The amendment on the floor now is to make the extension to August 31st. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Jim Crumshaw? John Crumshaw, I'm sorry.
John Crumshaw, yes?
Yes. Marcus Jeter?
No. No.
Okay, R. Paul Martin passing. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote yes.
Meneja Saba, Raul Salvador.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Going back, me. Yes. Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Okay, is there anybody I missed? All right, the vote is 7-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
All right. So that's done. Marcus, Tony, if you could convey to your LSP and to your GM and to your very part-time business manager that there is an extension until the 31st, and we're looking forward to getting your LSP-approved budget by the end of the month.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Do we have to vote on the motion?
Yeah, we just amended the main motion. The main motion is still
Oh. You're, of course, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so that statement that I just made, put it on hold so I won't say it again.
For a few minutes.
And then we'll pull it up at the right time. Paul, can you call the roll on the motion as amended?
Are there objections? Yeah.
Well, there was a no vote, yeah, so I think so.
Okay.
Well, this is now, we're voting to give the extension, but the date has been changed to 31st of August. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes. It'll be
and then if this were to fail, we would go back to the month-long extension, which is the original motion.
No, that got clobbered by this.
Unless this
Okay. You're right. If this fails, then there's no extension at all. And
I guess.
Nothing's happened.
All right. Okay, so the motion is now to give WPFW an extension to August 31st. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Manish Asaba? Raul Salvador?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Okay, it's 9-4-0 against 1 abstention.
Okay. Regurgitate chair statement. Still applies. Okay, so that brings us to the next station, which I believe our poll is WBAI. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And I really did, like, draw them out of a hat. There wasn't anything to the order. So, our poll, you sort of gave us an update, but basically, if there's anything you want to add about the process, now's the time. And then we'll need a request from you if you are making one.
Okay, once. Second, I need to record what we just did. So hold on 1 second so I get the minutes.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Okay. We have already brought this up with the general manager at BAI, and he said on July 31st that once he got the personnel figures in, he should be able to generate a draft budget within one day. Now, we haven't seen that yet, and there's an LSB meeting tomorrow night. The LSB meeting is going to be interesting. There are people having meetings tonight to discuss how to do things that may not be all that productive at it. And so tomorrow night's LSB meeting is going to be about what happened recently. The next local finance committee meeting is scheduled for the 20th on the assumption that we can, in fact, get some sort of paperwork, some financial documents. And, in fact, there's a motion from the local finance committee that has to go through the local station board regarding getting financial documents for WBAI. We haven't seen any on the local finance committee. We're not sure what actuals we have. We have a little bit from the general manager, not a whole lot, and we're mostly not seeing stuff. So we're not... We need some actuals that we don't see yet, which is what you're going to have to base your budget on. So it is probably ironically going to be a case where we'll know what the personnel lines should be like pretty well, but we're going to if we do not get any financial documents, the Finance Committee wants to scrub the meeting for the 20th. We have another local Finance Committee meeting scheduled for the 29th, which is going to happen no matter what. The LSB meets on September 11th. So that's what I can tell you about the WBAI situation. Will we get to meet a whole lot? Obviously, if we're going to meet on the 11th, the WBAI Local Finance Committee is not going to be seeing a whole lot of meetings on this particular budget. And if we don't get some actuals in it, we're going to be, you know, tossing coins and dice together to figure out how this might work. And given the state of WBAI's finances, that might not be so good. So, given these facts, given also the fact that, you know, we had a budget all together last year, and let's just say that we couldn't get it past the LSB last year when things were pretty much timely and all that, this time on September 11th, which is the first time we'll possibly be able to bring something from the local finance committee to the LSB, I can't guarantee what might or might pass or what might even happen at that meeting. So I would say the thing to do for BAI would be to give us an extension to September 11th, or let's say September 12th, which is the day after September 11th, and see if we can get something together by then. And I can't make a guarantee that we'll have anything great by then. I am hoping we've got it done. I'm hoping the general manager really has everything figured out there. And that's about all I can say. So I guess what I'm going to do is make a motion and write it down here. I'll make a motion to extend to, what is the date, 9/11, a very serious date here in these parts. So my motion is to extend WBAI's budget timeline to September 12th, so that we get it in like the next day. And when, you know, if somebody says I move to amend this, it'll be done the next day, not that night. So to September 12th. That's it.
Yeesh.
Okay. So that's what we've got on the floor. So let's do the same thing with a temperature check, questions, or initial reactions, not binding. I'll take a stack.
Jim?
Okay. Anybody else? Go ahead, Jim.
Would there be something on the first meeting that NFC would meet in September that we could look at, whether it's from the GM or whether it's from the Finance Committee? We don't have to worry if it's from the LSB, but is there something that you think would be together that we could work with and just declare it to be the WBAA budget?
Ooh, I can't say. Now, I will point out the NFC meeting in September is September 10th. So if we really wanted to go for September 10th, you know, they're going to the 12th would be something else. But to answer your question, I cannot predict anything more than I've said just now. I have sent you all a short précis of how the July 31st local finance committee here went. So, you know, I hope you will all read that and take that into consideration for predictability.
Okay, well, the NFC is the first meeting in September. That's the 10th.
Right.
For the NFC.
Yes.
So you're saying that we would not have a BAI budget by that meeting?
I absolutely cannot guarantee that.
Because says, I think we should take whatever you've got on the 10th, and then we'll have to do what we have to do. It'll never get through the PNB if we don't do that.
Question, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
ARPO, is the did I understand you correctly to say that your next finance meeting is on the 20th of August?
Yes. Okay. It is. It's supposed to be, and the committee has said that if we don't get financial documents, they want to scrub that meeting, which I hope doesn't happen. I hope we get some financial documents by then. You know.
And those financial documents need to come from the CFO?
I suspect so.
Barbara with a question.
Raul, do you think that they'll have those that information by that time?
I think we'll have information through June 30 for everybody. My only comment is that I cannot downplay the importance of these financial actuals for 2013 in conjunction with the preparation of the budget. However, I would like to suggest, that some of the budgets are done on a zero-based budgeting process, meaning every single line item should be justified regardless of how what happened in the previous year, prior year. It is important, though, to look at the prior year and see how the performance of the registration in terms of the expenses as a guideline. But it should not be based entirely on the prior year's financial performance of the station. We should be able to justify what goes in each line item as a matter of budgeting. We want to make sure that every single item has allocated some money for a very specific purpose. And that's what I was trying to send a message to some of the people that I'm working the budgets with. Having said that, definitely, yes, we'll have the financial information by the end of August, and that would include 9 months.
I'm sorry, you said by the end of August?
Yes.
How can these people get their budgets together if y'all don't get your information to them?
No, I'm just saying this is what I was trying to say. Obviously, WPFW has a has committed to an August 31st deadline. What I was trying to say is that we are doing, and I was working with our GM at WPFW, and most of the line items that we are budgeting, we are justifying it line by line, irregardless of what has happened in last year. It would really help to see how we are doing with previous years versus the current budgeted year. But
thank you, Ralph. Our budget is dealt with on an ongoing basis. Every month we know where we stand. And it sounds to me like you guys are waking up in a new world in August of 2013. And, you know, you've been working on this year almost the whole year. I don't understand how it's such a surprise. I would like to make an amendment to, I'm sorry, who's talking? I'd like to make an amendment to set that extension to the 31st, just like WPFW got.
Um, Well, you can make an amendment. That's fine. That's on the floor. Any other comments?
I would ask Tom Stack. I don't know if that's appropriate now that he's done the amendment.
Yeah, it is. It is. We can be informal.
Question, Madam Chair?
Who is Richard with the question? Richard, was that you with the question?
Can anybody hear me?
I'm sorry, what?
Somebody just said they had a question. Who was
our poll? I just want to make sure. That was Richard who just made that that amendment, right?
That is Richard
right.
who made the amendment. I have Barbara with a comment. Does anyone else want to be on the stack?
Put our poll in a sec.
Okay.
Actually, it was a question, and it was for our Paul. Do you employ the technique, whoever's actually putting the figures in your budget, of I recognize this business of not having solid actuals, but our business manager takes the actuals as far as she can go, and then she figures out how to project the final 2 months of the year or 3 months of the year using trends from the years before plus what's left in the budget from, you know, that was already established. Do you do any of this kind of, you know, actuals plus projections for 2 months or 3 months?
I have to say, no, we don't.
That's the way our business manager has dealt with this lack of actuals for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'm on the stack, so I'll say something about that on the stack.
Anyway, it's
I will too.
Recommending
it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Paul, you're next.
Okay, regarding projecting, certainly not this year. And our business manager is shared with two other stations and is someplace else. And I have never had communication with the business manager who is handling WBAI. There are also communications difficulties with the general manager sometimes. You know, things sort of work out sometimes, but there are times when I certainly can't get timely information sometimes. In any case, so in terms of projections and stuff, not this year. We haven't been getting stuff. We have a total paucity of financial statements. We got some stuff from management, but nothing comprehensive enough that you really have a great sense. The great sense we have is everything's in total crisis, and here are the four or five major bills that are going to sink us. So that's sort of been in our total go-nuts crisis thing. The other deal is in terms of considering and justifying line by line, that's good, but, I'm going to say this bluntly, and, you know, someone may not want to call me to order, but in Pacifica, we can all talk a great line, and we can BS each other wonderfully. We're talented. And so we have, in the past, really required people to stick to proven ability. Because otherwise, when you don't do that, and we've seen this, you get things like, the budget for WBAI is short. Somebody raises their hand and says, I'll move to add $350,000 to listener support based on getting a second. And they vote that in, and that's happened. We've had the national office say, we'll guarantee you $200,000 clear from a mailing we're going to do. Didn't see a penny, but it was in the budget. So we really do need to have a good idea so that when somebody says, we're going to make X amount of income on this line, we look and we see, have we done this? Have we come near that? Is that two or three times what we've done in the past? If it's bigger than the past, how do you say that's going to happen? Now, if we don't know it's that much bigger, the BS element can come in, or the wishful thinking. I'll call it wishful thinking aspect will come in, and we'll have a wishful thinking fantasy budget, which for BAI could be, you know, the final sinker of the whole place. So that's why I think we need the financial documents, and you know, we really need them. That's all. We can't just go on somebody saying, well, if the general manager comes in and gives us a line on something, everybody's going to say, how do you justify that? And the first thing they're going to say is, what did we do last year? Now, we can probably try comparing to 2 and 3 years ago. We can probably dig up some of that, I think. But, you know, it's really better to have more recent figures. So, I mean, and the fact is, I guess we'll get something from the audit, but that's going to be FY11.
12.
So we having financial documents like up to June 30th actuals would really help us to do a coherent budget, and also make it so that the meeting that we're having about it doesn't break down into something unproductive, because people are going to feel, you know, this is wishful thinking. So that's my statement on that.
Tracy for the stack. And nobody's fighting me. Okay, then I'll go ahead. I think everybody understood that WBAI's budget would be the last one that we would do of the five divisions, and I think that's understandable. Certainly, we didn't have any idea what the personnel costs were going to look like for the next year until August 9th, and it's August 13th. That said, getting a budget in early to mid-September means extra NFC meetings, inevitably. And it is going to slow down the process substantially. In this case, I would make the case that it's probably not that avoidable. But it's unfortunate. In terms of the projecting, I think that's a little hard for BAI at this point in time, because obviously the hurricane blew everything out. So the conditions that you're dealing with changes in occupancy, with a humongous loss of income, really sort of make your year-to-year actuals kind of meaningless. You sort of have to deal with where you are now, not with where you were before. So I don't know that pulling stuff out from last year's budget, or even pulling stuff out from this year's actual, since we know that next year is going to be quite different, is as helpful as it might be for some other stations. I think that what you really have to do is sit down and think about what you have now, what you can reasonably expect, and what kinds of expenses you're going to have to be responsible for the next 12 months. I'm not sure that you can get a whole lot from the past year that's helpful. It's like a whole different ballgame. So that said, I guess I support the motion for the first week of September, although I devoutly hope that we will get all the budgets through the NFC not long after that. Was the first NFC meeting September 10th? So is that what we were thinking about as a date?
My motion is actually September 12th, which is the date after the September LSB meeting.
Which is on the 11th.
Yeah.
And when is our NFC meeting? It's on the 10th?
The NFC meetings in September are the 10th and the 24th.
Oh, yeesh. That doesn't work out well.
Questions?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
How about a special meeting to approve your budget?
On the part of the BAI LSB. If we give them an extension before the 11th, that's what we're asking for.
On order, Richard Dizell's amendment is to the 10th.
Okay. Paul, what do you think the odds are if we tried to give you an extension that didn't go past September 10th, so we can grapple with your budget before the end of the year? That would require an extra LSB meeting, probably in late August or early September. Do you think you can pull that off?
All right. That's totally unpredictable. You know, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow, and it's going to be quite a meeting. it's not going to be your ordinary meeting. I mean, you can understand where a lot of people who have not understood, apparently, what the finances that are going on are suddenly finding the major prime time, drive time programs don't exist anymore. The people they've been listening to are gone. And, you know, so all of a sudden we are expecting a lot of people to show up, and some of them will be, you know, what's happening? You know, totally, wow, surprise.
Sure.
Others will have agendas, and, you know, how's that going to work? What's going to happen at tomorrow's meeting? I just cannot predict that we'll be able to come up with a meeting before September 11th. I mean, I can certainly try for something like that. However, I'll note that we have two local finance committee meetings set up, and, you know, the 20th is going to be a little dicey because the committee's actual vote was no meeting if we don't have financial documents, but maybe we'll count something from the general manager as a financial document. I don't know. You know, I would prefer to have the meeting on the 20th if we can get something. If we have absolutely nothing, you know, we don't need to have an exercise in BAI meetings. That would generally leave the first week in September, the week of September 1st, which, of course, has Labor Day in it, which blows out the first Monday there and pushes a lot of things around. And maybe we could aim for a meeting in that time, but I don't know that we can. People are liable to be away, and quite frankly, we don't know if we could even get to such an agenda item on the meeting at the meeting tomorrow night. I guess we could try to get the officers to call a meeting. We could probably try that. Would it get a quorum? You know, I mean, there are a lot of questions, and the variables are uncontrollable, certainly by me, and undiscernible by me or just about anybody else, I think. So I'm sorry I can't give a really great answer to this, but basically I don't know. It's up in the air. We can try for things, and there you are.
Okay. Well, basically, I guess what I would say to the committee is we can draw a line in the sand and say that we are going to deal with BAI's budget come hell or high water at the September 10th meeting. And if the LSB can give us meaningful input before that, great. If not, then nothing's going to change. Or we can take the position that we will give them multiple shots at it, including one on September 11th, and that we will, as an NFC, meet the following Tuesday or something like that, or whenever we have to, in order to deal with the BAI budget. Because if we're giving them an extension to the 12th, then we're not doing anything with it on the 10th.
Madam Chair?
So that's our choice.
Madam Chair, that's not our choice.
Okay, go ahead. Scold me.
I made a motion to amend the extension date to the 31st of August.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yep.
So there's no motion on the floor for the 12th?
Yes, there is. That was an amendment.
Ah,
okay. The main motion is for me for September 12th, and there's an amendment to make it August 31st.
Okay.
And I would like to – can I say one final thing?
You can.
Before we vote?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I see a dereliction of duty by our GM. GM, every job in the world, preparing your budget for the coming year, is one of the most important things to do. Where are our GMs? That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have on the floor what we have, so I guess we'll have to see how the vote goes. I think it's likely that if we give a deadline of the 31st, that we may be looking at basically having to put the effort in to put together a BAI budget ourselves. It's also possible that if we set that deadline, that will, you know, spring things into action. You never know. But we need to pick one or the other. It's also possible that even if we give the longer extension to the 12th, that we still won't have an LSB-approved budget to work from, and we'll still have to do all this work. We'll just have to do it 2 weeks later. So with all those variables on the table, we will see what the will of the committee is, I guess. So, R. Paul, can you call the roll on the amendment to limit the BAI extension to the 31st of August? Yes, you can. You can.
I must say, again, the WBAI general manager has said he was ready as soon as he found out what our personnel costs would be. It's possible he has something, and I haven't seen it yet because it's been a little busy around here. So, you know, I can't say the general manager doesn't have anything. He may have the whole thing wrapped up. It may look so wonderful that we'll look at it once and say, that's it, this is a great budget, and we'll go with it. But he's not going to be able to present it until the 20th of this month at the earliest.
Okay. Well, if he presents it on the 20th, if he presents it on the 20th, then you would have under either motion a 10-day period of time to LSB approve it. Your motion gives you a 20-day time, basically. That's what we're talking about. And a fully scheduled LSB meeting, so it doesn't necessarily require a special meeting. Am I correct?
My thing would make it so that we wouldn't have to try and schedule a meeting. We already have one scheduled for 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's basically what's at stake. And I think we're going to go and call the roll on the amendment to cap it at the 31st. Can you call the roll?
Give me a second, and there it is, and here we go. The amendment is to amend the motion to make the extension to August 31st. Jim Boyd?
No.
John Cromshaw?
Yes.
Marcus Jenner? Will pass. R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
No.
Michael Novick? Okay, moving. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Okay, Michael
Sorry,
Novick is a no?
That was a no.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to pass.
Meneja Saba? Raul Salvador?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Okay, going back. Marcus Jenner? Okay, I'm not hearing Marcus Jenner. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'll abstain on this.
Okay. Anybody I didn't call? All right. The motion is 2-4, 6 against, 1 abstention.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus here. I'm sorry. I vote no.
Okay.
Okay. So change the numbers around.
So 271.
All right.
Okay. Let me write that down right up here where the amendment is.
All right. So that will move us to the main motion, which is an extension till the 12th or the 11th. I guess it's the 12th.
Okay, so this would be a motion to extend the WBAI budget deadline to September 12th. Okay.
Yep.
Jim Boyd?
Yes.
John Cromshaw?
Yes.
Marcus Jenner?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Meneja Saba, Raul Salvador.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 8-4-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so our poll, if you would notify your GM and your LSB that the NFC has extended their budget approval time to September 12th, period. And not beyond. Okay. All right, next station is Los Angeles. Michael, can you tell us a little bit about where things are and if you are making a request of the NFC, what that request is?
Okay, so we received a budget proposal basically from management. The local finance committee looked at that on July 15th and asked for some revisions and an explanation of some of the anticipated listener revenues. The manager responded with a minor adjustment and some explanation, but without dollar figures. We took that. That was came to our LSB regularly scheduled meeting on July 20th, and the LSB scheduled a special budget meeting to look at in greater depth for the 31st, which was the earliest possible available date that we could give a sufficient notice for. That would be a Wednesday night. So, however, we did not achieve quorum on the 31st of July. Subsequent to that, I met with the general manager, and he actually produced a revised budget that essentially reduced the payroll by 2 positions and reduced also the anticipated both in list of revenues.
Mm-hmm.
And so we rescheduled a second special meeting. I talked to the chair and we called a meeting for tomorrow night, which is the earliest then available date that we could give sufficient notice for.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be meeting tomorrow night to look at that revised budget. And I would anticipate we would get it out very shortly after that, if there's some changes proposed by LSB, and we give the management a couple of days to, you know, integrate those into a, you know, the actual templates and so on. I would say by next Monday, we should be able to have something, assuming that we get a quorum. I can't guarantee a quorum of the LSB, but I'm pretty sure we will have one. So
okay.
If we're asking potentially, I guess, till the 19th.
Well, technically, the way that it works is you're just asking to get the LSB vote within the parameters. It's understood it may take a day or two to send
sure.
stuff.
So
basically, you're asking for an extension through tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. 15th, maybe. All right. So that's the request on the table. Is there discussion?
Could I hear the exact wording of the motion?
The motion is to give the KPFK management and LSB until August 15th to produce their budget draft.
A final draft?
Their budget draft.
To us?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
give the KPFK, LSB, and general manager to August 15th to produce their FY14 budget draft.
Yes.
Okay.
May I, John, to the stack?
Sure.
I would be a bit concerned about the fact that we're giving only one day, and it really doesn't seem to make that much difference to the functioning of the NFC, whether it's the 15th or the 19th, couldn't we extend it a little beyond that? I'd be asking that as a feasibility and would like to get Mike's input.
I mean, for practical purposes,
what we're doing here is saying that we will take into account an LSB vote that happens before the deadline, and we will not take into account one that happens after the deadline. So since your meeting is scheduled for the 14th,
I see. Okay.
Practically, the extension covers it.
I got it. Got it. So, okay. In other words, okay, I think you've answered the question then.
Okay. All right. It doesn't seem like there's a whole bunch of conversation on this.
Richard to the stack.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
This is three GMs in a row that show up lacking, if they show up at all. And at this point, the LSD didn't show up. And I don't understand, again, you know, how does anybody show that they give a damn if they don't show up to the meeting to approve the thing? I'm not in favor of giving any kind of extension for this. I think everybody is deficient on what they need to be doing. And I think that Pacifica should be following up on this stuff and getting with these GMs and saying, where are you people? We pay you to do this job. Where is the job? Thank you.
Okay. Tracy for the stack. Anybody else?
Michael Lovebeck.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
I'll wait after you speak.
Okay. I guess what I would say here is that I'm grateful that the treasurer is not asking for a longer extension. I appreciate that on behalf of the KPFK LSB and the management. In practical terms, we're not going to deal with this budget tonight, so whatever date we were to pick it up would be after the 15th. It is kind of a one-shot deal. Either the LSB approves something on the 14th or they don't. So I would say that it's reasonable enough to have one more shot. I'm encouraged by the changes that I've seen in the budget. It seems to me like a better budget draft already than it was a couple weeks ago, at least in terms of what I would be hoping to see. So I think things are kind of on the right track. And, you know, Richard, if the LSB spaces out tomorrow and doesn't do their job, then they've lost the opportunity to do their job. So I would support this.
Marcus, real quick.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I support what Rich's ideas and comments, and I think that's something we need to all think about. I think he's right on point.
Yes, and by the time we're all done with all these extended budgets, we're all going to agree because it's going to be an arduous process, but this is what we have.
Right.
Okay. So unless anyone else has any comments. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead. Yes, you were.
So I just want to say that the management did produce a budget, on the original timeline, revised the budget accordingly. And I think that the criticism of the LSC is justified because we scheduled a special meeting for the 31st of July, which would have gotten it to this committee on time, and we failed to reach a quorum. That's the responsibility of the whole LSP.
Okay. So the motion's on the floor with no amendments. We just settled that 15th, 19th thing, but that was informal. It's Michael's motion, and I guess we will go to a vote on it.
Could I suggest the chair ask if there's objection?
Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to give the KPFK LSB until the 15th to complete their budget vote?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Okay. Arpal, can you call the roll?
Okay. Whoops.
Ouch.
That wasn't me. Okay, the motion is to give the KPFK LSB and General Manager to August 15th to produce a FY14 budget draft. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
John Cromshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador.
Yes.
Richard Giselle.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Okay, it's 8-4, one against, one abstention.
Okay. All right, final one. Then we'll do some scheduling. Then we may adjourn because this is getting tiring. But anyway, KPFA. Barbara, what are you asking us for?
Well, this is really odd because you encouraged me to ask people by email. So I guess I should say the request came earlier, and it was to extend past our LSB meeting on August 10th, which was last Saturday. And in one of the emails, I did mention a date or two beyond that only for changes. So the budget that we have now submitted was approved by the LSB on August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So the extension was from the July 31st deadline to having a completed approval by the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And we did.
Okay.
So I don't know how you're going to vote on it or what the deal is, whether we make a motion or not.
Yeah, the deal is that we make a motion to extend the consideration of the LSB vote from the deadline of July 31st to August 10th.
Okay, so moved.
Okay, any questions or discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Arpa.
In practical, I guess, okay, this seems bizarre, but I guess the fastest thing is to shut my mouth and we'll vote in favor of this since it's a fait accompli here.
Yeah, that's actually the fastest thing. If you want to deconstruct a bit what happened, we can do that.
No, fine.
But
fine.
We don't have to.
Question.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
Why are we voting on this? This is past history.
What we are voting on is, I mean, the deadline was violated. Therefore, the NFC has two choices. The NFC's choice is to say, you missed the deadline, we're not taking the LSB vote into account, or we're granting you the extension and we will take that LSB vote into account when we consider the budget. That's all we're doing.
And
because a deadline doesn't mean anything unless a deadline is enforced or waived. So the committee needs to take that action.